It's all too easy to believe in Jesus on the one hand, and yet to live a life detached from him on the other. It's as though you're being pulled in two different directions, and eventually something has to give. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Anyone who believes in Jesus has experienced that. You feel like a hypocrite, and indeed, you look like one too. British evangelist Smith Wigglesworth put it like this: the reason the world is not seeing Jesus is that Christian people aren't filled with Jesus. They're satisfied with attending meetings weekly, reading the Bible occasionally, and praying sometimes. It's an awful thing for me to see people who profess to be Christians lifeless, powerless, and in a place where their lives are so parallel to unbelievers' lives that it's difficult to tell which place they're in, whether in the flesh or in the spirit. I wonder how readily you relate to that, whether it resonates with you even just a little bit. If so, then now is the time to do something about it. Today is the day to reconnect with Jesus, because it's in him that the answer lies. He puts it like this, John chapter 15, verses 4 and 5. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in them, he it is that bears much fruit, for apart from me, you can do nothing. Abide is a very strong word. And when we allow Jesus to influence our thoughts and our actions above all else, we're like that vine that bears much fruit. That's God's word fresh for you today. Abiding in Jesus is absolutely life-changing. Now, just quickly before we go, allow me to ask you a favor. You see, I'd love to hear what sorts of topics you'd like me to cover in upcoming episodes of Fresh. So to have your say, stop by at teachingtopics.org to share your thoughts with me. Who knows how many others might be blessed through your God-inspired ideas. Again, to have your say, visit teachingtopics.org.